And welcome back into Inside the Numbers. Bojan Wood along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. We're breaking down some of the bowl games that we've got coming up. But NFL, they're playing on Saturdays now too, Mike Bernard. And we've got two games set for Saturday. The first is going to kick off at 4:30 Eastern time. It's the Bears and the Lions. Chicago 4-9, but coming off a big 33-7 road win at Cincinnati. The Bears have only lost three games by more than one score, so they've been close. The Lions, they also won on the road last week, 24-21 at Tampa, and even at 7-6, they're still alive for a playoff spot.
That's right. Lions aren't going to win the NFC North, but they're in a logjam with three other NFC teams with a 7-6 record. The problem is, for the Lions, Carolina, Atlanta, and Seattle, all those teams are ahead of them. When we take a look at the opponent, the Bears, no shot of the postseason. But as you mentioned, they're coming to play each and every week. They have road wins at Baltimore and at Cincinnati last week. They're not laying down.
Mitch Trubisky, rookie from North Carolina, he's getting some OJT with some young receivers that are getting better each week. Fox may not survive, but I think this Bears team has a bright future ahead of them. And I think this is a game that's going to have two good quarterbacks in it. One, obviously, a rookie. One, a little bit older, Matt Stafford of the Lions. He played last week with that injured hand. He completed 44 passes and a touchdown, but he also threw two picks. But in his defense, he's playing with that injury, and he just doesn't look 100%.
Yeah, he's not 100%, but I was really impressed how he threw the ball, considering the nature of the injury, the injury being to the hand. This game is a must-win for the Lions. They open as a touchdown favorite. They were bet down in Vegas almost immediately. When I take a look at some numbers in the game, the Lions actually own the series straight up. They've won 8 of the last 9 meetings. But as far as the point spread's concerned, the Bears are 4-1-1 ATS the last 6 meetings, so they keep it close. Even the poor Chicago teams in the past have kept it close. I lean to the Bears plus the points in this one.